If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong. Val and Danny, it's complicated, and it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.
It's Valsa and, of course, DJ Danny. Welcome to your morning reset, 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to Thursday, 15th of July, middle of the month already, and past the half-mile mark for the week already, so...
Well, the year, 15th, wow.
Yeah.
On Thursday, to Friday.
So let's settle in, guys. Wow. Yeah, I'm of course, so strange. I don't know why it is, but again, I'm still accepting the fact that it's a blur. What day is it? Every day. Coming to sign into the building this morning, and I was like, I'm going to ask security, but like, I kind of stopped for a minute, like, no, I know what today is. It's the day after yesterday, man. Come on, Val, what was yesterday?
So smart.
And I was like, ugh. And yeah, but I was right. I said 15th, right? And she's like, yeah, it's 15th. Yeah. Do you do that, by the way, every time you have to, relate a story of somebody telling you something, you have to, you feel the need to try and, you know, emulate their voice?
Unless they have a high-pitched voice, which for me is pretty funny to try and do because I sound terrible. You can tell I'm trying to put on a voice.
Yeah, talking about high-pitched.
Heaviness and all.
Well, you know, talking about high-pitched voice, I mean, we, you and I definitely have to do one day. When we're back in studio, bring helium balloons and do a segment like Morgan Freeman and Jimmy Fallon.
I've never done that, you know. I've never inhaled the helium and tried to talk funny.
I did it. That was like, gosh, sometime in the 90s. But I didn't take enough. I was too chicken. So I just got like about 3 words with that tone. And then I didn't go back into the balloon again. And yeah. But it's pretty funny. Especially hearing Morgan Freeman do it. I did not expect Jimmy Fallon to get him to do it.
I mean, if Morgan Freeman could do it, and by all means, you know, Val, you're allowed.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm like one notch below Morgan Freeman.
Correct. Like, of course. I mean, if he's God, then you're.
I'm.
No, what do you mean, of God? Dog.
Man's best friend. Don't get tired with that. Don't get tired.
I'm not fighting it on.
All right, guys. It's undeniable and inescapable. If you grab today's Guardian, if you just listen to the news anywhere. Massacre with reprisals of 8 dead in a couple hours after the killing of a known drug dealer.
Crazy.
So,
and there are 3 different locations. It's not like they were all in the one spot.
When you look at the people, so on the amount and the different locations, you have to wonder just to what extent this is going. And if it's even near done. Because police are saying that they expect more reprisals. And when you look at the article and read about the kind of weapons they're using, you know, for the past couple of months, we've been seeing the seizure of a lot of high-power rifles. Well, I think it's nothing compared to how much is actually in the hands of these criminals.
That's
wow.
Crazy.
It is crazy. They seem to be better outfitted than the police. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. Oh, here's hoping today is a better day than yesterday for you. And if not, seemingly by this hour, we will do what it takes, one song at a time. Balster DJ Danny once again welcoming you, everybody. Welcome to Thursday.
951 Morning Drive.
And now 27 after 6 o'clock. Good morning to you if you just tuned in, guys. A quick heads up about today. If you haven't left home as yet, how about making sure you have your umbrella? Where you keep your umbrella, DJ Danny? Do you keep your umbrella by your front door?
It's usually in my car, unfortunately, which doesn't make sense if I need to leave home.
Well, saddest, I just looked at the weather report. I was like, well, wait now. I leave mine in the car, too. It sucks. All right, guys, quick heads up. A variably cloudy day with isolated to scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms from the early morning through the afternoon. Gusty winds, localized flooding possible, lingering showers forecast through the evening. It's going to be a wet one. So walk with an extra pair.
I wouldn't say gloomy, just a little gray, silverish this hour.
Yeah, I think it's a tropical wave or something is passing through today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so guys, just again, a quick heads up. Be prepared, especially if you live in a flood-prone area. You want to make sure you are your brothers and sisters' keeper. All right, have you grabbed up your copy of the TNT Guardian as yet? I'm still trying to get past this
murders. Yeah. To the Digital Guardian. Of course, guys, it's free. You can check it out. And that story, I cut the gang rivalry story, led to 8 murders. And the thing about it is, it was different locations, so it was like a coordinated kind of reprisal.
It was, and apparently they say they have 3 people in custody after the murder of Kareem Walters. They said that the 3 men were found walking on the Toko Main Road in Mathura soon after the body was found. But what I'm thinking is the people that were killed for the reprisal, these 8 people, is it that the people who are doing the killing already knew that these people had something indirectly or directly to do with it? Or was it only after they knew of the arrests and the identity of the 3 people then connected it? Like, how does it work?
Well, first of all, I think we need to be part of the criminal underworld to determine, you know, how quickly reprisals happen and that kind of thing.
Yeah, but...
because it's usually like, I think, judging from the movies, or at least John Wick, you know, is that there's no... No?
There's what?
They know from before who they were and who he's been with.
Well, correct.
Who, you know?
So I guess the murder just triggered what some might say the inevitable.
I mean, it's a real movie thing. It's a real movie thing, and it's like...
And it's not a good movie, by the way, guys.
And it's brazen.
It's not a good movie at all. In the middle of an SOE. No.
Correct.
But keep it in mind, an SOE does not stop criminal activity. An SOE doesn't...
They just have less hours to do it in, right?
Mm-hmm. Which makes it even more concentrated. So, wow.
Okay, so all right. Let's talk about other things.
Let's talk about other things. And I'm not going to talk about vaccines either. All right, I'm going to move past that. I am going to get into a really unfortunate story. And I'm going to call out Colm Imbert. I'm going to real call him out this morning. All right?
Okay, let me hear.
Once again, proving that a lot of the ministers currently are so disconnected with the suffering of the people of Trinidad and Tobago, because they live in their palaces and drive their gajillion-dollar cars and have their million-dollar properties everywhere. So I'm going to break it down to you guys. UTT increases registration fees 300%.
Wow.
As the nation continues to reel under the socioeconomic pressures resulting from COVID-19, student registration fees at the University of TNT, UTT, have been increased by 300%. Angry students yesterday complained this would mean the end of the line for many of them, as their families are already struggling to survive on reduced incomes and in some cases overcome retrenchment. So confirming the fees had jumped significantly, Chega said Danny, from $440 to $1,200. Okay.
That's a register.
That's just a register.
And is that per course, or is that just to sign up with the university?
Well, UTT Chair Professor Clement Imbert said they are willing to compromise and work with the student body to set up payment options that would not be a burden on their already stretched pockets. But hear this, quote, "It is a huge increase percentage-wise, but it is not a large amount of money in absolute terms," Imbert said. You hear that?
Yeah, well.
You hear those words? Right now,
it's not an absolute amount of money, but some people wait for $1,200 a month.
$1,200 given in somebody's hand is like winning the lotto, especially right now.
I've paid some salary sometimes, and it's astonishing. And they wait for $1,200 a month. So suppose you want to better your life, you know, the gate has already been abolished. There's no more gate.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, from gate, which is not having to pay a whole lot, to $400 per course or whatever, seems a lot. But then for 12, nah, man.
Yeah, so more and more and more, we're losing the ability to say we live in a prosperous country and benefit. Not abuse, but benefit. I mean, it's... You support...
Yeah, but that happened. He's lost that ability a long time ago.
I have to read this again for you, Mr. Guys. It's a huge increase percentage-wise, but it is not a large amount of money in absolute terms. Right now, absolute is a matter of who could afford to put a little quarter tank of gas in the car, or who could afford to buy a whole loaf of bread or the small loaf, and so it goes. Anyway, like I said, it's just such a disconnect, guys. But you can catch that story.
It's like is Marie Antoinette during the French heyday.
Uh-huh.
And she said, let them eat cake. Like, so clueless.
You remember what happened to her?
Thank you. I didn't say it.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it right there. 6:34.
Do a little something for us.
Remix your perspective. Reset your vibe. 951 Remix.
All right, so this morning I want you, as you arise, some of you don't do it. And it doesn't matter what is your religious persuasion or beliefs, but count your blessings. Because there are a lot of people out there who have it way harder than you, and they still try to make a better life for themselves and their family with the little they have. So I shared a story with you there, DJ Danny, and it was in the Guardian. Was
a
it?
Couple
yes.
days ago, yes.
Yes.
I saw it.
With the family
they
of eight.
Her issue and Dante Potter.
Yes.
And, apparently, they said a Good Samaritan has offered to provide 5 months of rent to her family while a new house is constructed, a family of eight. But reading more into the story, they said they're reluctant to build on the swampy, squatting land of Marvin Crescent, and they're now looking to secure a proper piece of land from the Myrtle Potter,
Bellevue Estate. Yeah. But, you know, the details of the story is which you have to understand, folks. They say Partup's children. Okay, firstly, she added, it is hard caring for her kids when there's no water or lights or no proper place to sleep or cook.
Partup's. Okay, but I mean, a squatting settlement, nobody's going to connect water or lights there.
Yeah. So her children have been sleeping on carob cases and rotting pieces of wood. They have no toys or activity books, but this is the point I was making. They still manage to do their schoolwork, okay? And they use a sheet of galvanized as a blackboard. Every day they have to trudge through mud to fill water to cook, bathe, and drink. Partup washes her clothes by hand in a bucket of water by the neighbor's house. And they said they've already secured some appliances and beds for the kids, a refrigerator and a stove, none of which can fit in the one-room plywood and galvanized shack. But the Samaritan also said he wants Partup to get into a business so she can begin to earn an income to secure her family.
Definitely.
And the husband only gets 3 days of work from SM Jaleel, which is not enough. Of course, since the story was aired, the family has been receiving food vouchers, hampers, and clothing for the six children. And it mentions that anybody wants to assist, they can call 313-5534, 313-5534. So imagine this, one person is taking care of this family. And me, Danny and myself, guys, we spoke about this. Imagine if everybody who is...
adopted one family.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah. Nobody really has to know about everything, but you know, you can
correct.
Do it quietly. But it is good to know amidst everything that's happening in this country that Good Samaritanism still exists. And it is beautiful to know. I have to say
someone's
that.
Someone's building a house, though. And, you know, it's like... it doesn't even make sense building it where they are in this swampy, muddy,
well, they said
no
that,
water,
no
electricity place. Like,
right.
That don't make
so,
sense.
No, well, it's not being built. That's what she said. It's on pause because it makes no sense.
Yeah, particularly if you're trying to have a stable place for your children for future.
Mm-hmm.
Squatting is not it.
Yeah, and this story really gets you to understand that what has been happening with so many families who live in this predicament, in this situation, over the last 15 months, is for the children having to do schoolwork. I kind of extracted that from his story to put things into perspective.
Yeah, because, I mean, these first little is the electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And far less for internet access.
Correct.
But,
correct.
You know,
that's way down the totem pole.
So a lot of people think that when these types of households and these families, and the kids are nothing to do with schoolwork, but you'd be surprised. Even more so in situations like this, we learn and we hear that kids want more than anything else to be part of school, to be part
yeah,
of that.
Education is the way out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to give them a better option.
Yeah, so again, everybody listening, count your blessings this morning and walk with the umbrella.
Val and DJ Danny. Val and DJ Danny.
Your morning reset continues. It's going to be a wet one. I keep reminding you of that because after a day like yesterday, whew. Yeah, guys. So it may be raining already in your part of TNT. It's going to be raining throughout the early morning into afternoon and then possibly this evening. So all I'm saying is be prepared. All right, so Danny, I'll be honest with you. I like ice cream. I love ice cream. I don't have
me
to
too.
Have it all the time. But I normally buy like a pint. It doesn't matter the brand. It's what I feel for. And I normally sit in front of my TV and I shade with puppies and we have the whole pint.
With your dog? Your
yeah.
Dogs can have ice cream?
They cannot have chocolate.
Okay.
Dogs
all
cannot have chocolate.
All kind of human snacks, not really for dogs.
Yeah, you have to be very careful. But, yeah.
So you don't give her chocolate ice cream?
No, dogs can't have chocolate, period.
Okay.
Right, that's deadly for them. And but I keep my flavors conservative, you know?
You're pretty vanilla. What you're telling us is you're pretty vanilla.
Well, not really. I mean, I one of the very first flavors of the two first flavors of ice cream I remember growing up. All right, we used to get it right on Arapita Avenue by opposite Frankie's, Alaska. Alaska,
yes.
Had it.
I told you. Do
you remember the sign on the wall, ice cream for ice cream? You remember that? With all the different flavors and the scoops and different, and yeah. So, and again, well, that was significant to me because, again, one of the first icons of Arapita Avenue was my grandmother's sister, Tanti Nanwa. Uh-huh. She used to sell roti right on the corner there.
In front by Alaska.
By Alaska for like decades, right? So I was a fan of pistachio and orange pine.
Those are like the two worst ice cream.
Well, that's what I'm not going to say, but I'm not saying I have those now. Don't get me wrong. Skirk, smash bricks on that. You know what I mean? But
pistachio is the green one, right? I think just the color alone used to turn me off.
Well, it was only when I became a young adult and I realized pistachios are not. I thought it was some kind of mint something, but it didn't taste minty. I was confused, but whatever, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't think that's the weirdest ice cream I've heard of because I saw an article this week and I was like, that is nasty. And why is it a thing? But apparently it's a thing and it's being released just in time to celebrate when it came out yesterday, to release National Macaroni and Cheese Day. So Kraft announced that they've partnered with New York's Van Leeuwen Ice Cream and they've created a mac and cheese flavored ice cream.
Mac and cheese flavored.
Like a Kraft mac and cheese ice cream. And they're saying, we know there's nothing more refreshing on a hot day than ice cream. This is why we wanted to combine two of the most iconic comfort foods to create an ice cream with the unforgettable flavor of Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Wow.
And ice cream. Okay,
well.
But maybe I guess it's like a cold, you eat cold food, like out the fridge, like cold leftovers.
Like which bachelor doesn't have to come home after a night to drink it? Like, whatever is there, like, nom, 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 nom.
Yeah.
What is microwave?
So you could eat this.
Well.
So I'm sure there must have been a bowl of mac and cheese in your fridge that was real cold and your yamidong and, yeah.
I have eaten whole plates
maybe
of curry.
That might be a little different.
All right, so this is
you eat it?
This is to commemorate Mac and Cheese Day, World Mac and Cheese.
National Macaroni and Cheese Day. So I guess it's a thing in the U.S.
Wow, well, again, to the U.S., apparently I thought it was to commemorate National Ice Cream Day. And that was actually celebrated back in 1984. And I just learned it was thanks to President Ronald Reagan who decreed a day for ice cream as he wanted to commemorate a treat that's enjoyed by over 90% of the U.S. population. But wait, now that's the 19th of July.
So it's coming up. Ice cream day still this weekend, next week.
Yeah, so I guess they're tying it in. But I'll be honest with you, mac and cheese ice cream is not as weird as these ice creams I've come across that exist in the world. All right, I am not lying, guys. How much of these would you have? There's goat cheese beet swirl ice cream, as in goat cheese and beetroot.
Together.
Yeah.
But beet kind of sweet.
Yeah. Fish and chips.
And cheese and sweet is go good.
Fish and chips flavored ice cream.
No.
Oyster ice cream.
Definitely not.
Curry flavored ice cream. Smoked salmon ice cream.
No.
Pizza flavored ice cream. Hold on. Honey jalapeno pickle ice cream.
Okay, you could have stopped at the jalapeno.
Again, wait. Lobster ice cream. I've had lobster bisque. I've had lobster mac and cheese. I'll be honest, people might get vexed at me, but lobster is one of the most overrated and expensive, unnecessary things. No.
I will agree with you only because apparently since I turned 40, I'm definitely allergic to lobster. Violently.
Nowhere.
But listen, I don't think all of those compare to what was released earlier this year. They said that earlier this year, Jenny's delved into the savory ice cream business with its everything bagel flavor as part of a limited edition. And the edition was called Ice Cream for Breakfast Collection. And Val, here it is.
Oh, gosh. Do I want to?
Hear it.
Yeah.
It's like a whole three lines of the sentence. So it's a buttery strudel laden with sesame poppy seeds with onions and garlic woven throughout subtly sweet cream cheese ice cream.
That's their breakfast concept
breakfast
ice cream.
Breakfast collection. That's the everything bagel flavor, and it's part of the ice cream for breakfast collection.
Okay, well then I'll go to have a Trini breakfast ice cream, guys. You can check me in a couple weeks. I'll create the formula, and I'll be having hops and soulfish bulljol ice cream, and I'll be having hops and smoke heron bulljol ice cream. Okay. The first scoop is on me. More like in the dustbin. I'm kind of halfway through the show. Welcome to July the 15th edition of your morning reset. Valston DJ Danny with you. All right, so I'll be honest with you. I have a thing for watches. It amazes me that it's being so continuously marketed. It's a thing, especially analog watches. With all the technology we have on Earth, people are still purchasing analog watches. I don't know if it's some sort of connection to something more simple and seemingly minimalistic that is inert in every human being. But are you a watch person?
I'm a tell time person, yeah. Oh. So I do wear a watch all the time. I feel naked if I do have on a watch.
Wow.
Yeah. Even working from home, I put on my watch after I have a shower. And yeah.
Well, I used
to keep track of my day and
I used to time.
Not a line to your hair. There's a little, maybe TMI I'm giving you, but I used to go to Toko every weekend as a child with my grandparents. You know, we had a beach house in Toko, and I used to time when we leaving home, when we leave, you know, our home in town to go. I used to work out what time we're going to reach there. And Val,
yeah?
More than so much, many times I've been so right. It's like, they start to call me timekeeper, like, yeah. And it makes no sense because I'm usually always late, right? As an adult. So how did it not translate?
Yeah, but when you were a kid, I mean, how long did it take on the cart?
What cart? The donkey cart?
Yeah.
Well,
because I know there were no cars back then, so.
Luckily.
Yeah.
Nah, just it used to take just about 2 hours.
2 hours? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I just came across.
The donkey was a little, you know, he had a pep in his step.
Well, hey, that's the best kinds, you know? All right, so I just came across this pretty interesting story, and I won't get in too much into it, but for you watch peons out there, there are three specific brands that are synonymous with Japanese watches: Seiko, Casio, and Citizen. Mm-hmm. World renowned. And they have so many different models in their lines. But what I did not know is that these three brands have, they both have a model. Very conservative looking, but very, very tasteful. Like, wow. But these...
Really?
Yeah, but each
like
one...
Like high-end?
Yes. But each one of these, Danny, Casio, Citizen, and Seiko,
mm-hmm.
they have one model each that is exclusive to the Japanese market. And it's cited that maybe it's too good for the rest of the world.
Why?
I don't know. If you see these things, guys, all right? So you can check it out yourself, okay? So Casio... All right, the one Casio has is called the Oceanus, all right? And then Citizen has one called the Citizen. And Seiko has one called, wait, let me get a few. It's called the Presage or Presage, Presage. And then there's a number, SARX061. It's a mouthful.
Oh, the Oceanus is nice.
You understand? And you cannot get this anywhere other than in Japan.
So you have to go to Japan to buy it.
Oh, I know somebody who... you know?
Yeah, it's $536 US. It's not that expensive.
No, it's not that expensive by standards.
What column say in the grand scheme of things?
Yeah, he said I don't even want to go back to that. That is spotted here. Yeah. So
what's the other name? So it's Casio. What's the name of the Seiko?
The Seiko is called the Presage, the Presage. And then there's a model number called as SARX061. And they're all very conservative. I mean, it's something nice you can wear with a suit.
Yeah, they're not too gaudy and oh my god.
But the
is nice.
Yes,
too.
The materials they're using in these watches, guys. So I'm just throwing it out. If you like your watches, it's no secret. Social media is completely inundated with ads for watches. We see that. I mean, the likes of this wooden watch called Truewood. And then if you follow MVMT, it's a company that these guys were just fed up of the cost of watches, really nice watches, and decided to create their own watch company. And they do some pretty good, there's a white ceramic version too. But I don't know, it's kind of nice to know that amidst everything and the tangent of the world with technology and everything, that people still don't mind having an analog watch.
Correct. And yeah, watch is so different than a phone. Like a phone, with my phone, I still need to wear a watch. So yeah. It's a function.
It's a function, yeah.
It's a function.
All right, so tell me about this luxury vehicle.
I don't know. You know, when you think of stolen vehicles in this country, well, the number one and number two, you don't think people steal luxury cars and then people drive them like normal. But there's an article that's published a couple hours ago in one of the dailies saying that a luxury vehicle stolen in 2019 has been recovered by officers attached to the stolen vehicle squad. They said the black Audi was found parked, Audi A5. It was found parked at Lockford Street in St. James. And the officers interviewed the residents of the area, and a 51-year-old man claimed to be the owner of the vehicle was found. They checked the chassis number and found it was registered to a vehicle of the same make and model but different license plate that had been reported stolen during a robbery with violence in the Northeastern Division back in 2019. And the alleged owner was detained by officers pending further investigation.
Wow. 2 years later.
Yeah, you see the car, rail rims down, and you know, like, well, I don't know, maybe he bought it from somebody. We'll see as what the results of, you know, what the further investigation is, but...
Well, you know, the criminal is always working pretty hard even to follow up on their crimes regarding documents and whatnot, so maybe this guy bought this vehicle legitimately thinking he legitimately purchased it. Who knows?
Correct.
I mean, who knows, you know? Or not. I guess time will tell.
Because as you say, we've seen some real brazen activities, so...
Yeah, like what is key and what is low, right?
Yeah, correct.
Wow, guys. Your morning reset continues. Valster and DJ Danny with you till 9. Now, you know, I'm not a sports fan on any level, DJ Danny, but of course, the Bacchanal...
You're learning.
Yeah, with England's black soccer players as the team lost to Italy in the final of Euro 2020. Well, who was the latest to join? Well, let's see, Dua Lipa has expressed solidarity with the black English soccer players. Dua Lipa on Monday of this week expressed solidarity with England's black soccer players after their team lost to Italy. And taking to Instagram, the levitating singer shared a couple of Instagram posts defending the players. Now, the English singer shared the post containing the pictures of the black players to her Insta stories. And of course, earlier it was Tom Holland, Prince William, and many other celebrities have taken to social media to condemn the racist attacks on English players.
Yeah, but there's a petition going around as well calling for the outright ban of English players at soccer games internationally because they are known...
Spectators.
English spectators, yes, English fans that travel to see the games, you know.
They're disgusting.
You know, absolutely disgusting, you know. The behavior, the I wouldn't even say heckling because it's beyond heckling. It's disgusting. And that Italian player as well used to talk about it all the time. It's Balotelli, Mario Balotelli. I know you wouldn't know his name, but...
Yes, I know the name. That's a brand of spaghetti.
Yes, the big shells. That's the big shells one. But seriously, so there's a petition going around that I think some celebrity in the UK started. And it had like 900 and something thousand signatures when I saw it 2 days ago. So it's probably crossed a million by now. Asking basically FIFA and I guess the Football Federation to ban English fans from attending football games.
That'll never happen. That's dollar signs. Each spectator.
Yeah, but there have been tournaments where they have banned English players from like going to certain sections and games and so on. Their behavior is borderline on, you know, on anarchy. After a game is lighting on fire and.
Well, what they need to do is put things in place.
Even
anybody...
when their team win, Val, it's not even when they lose alone, you know. Sometimes when their team win, it's the same behavior. Like, and they call the rest of people savages. It is so funny.
Well, I guess, you know, they're looking for the next best thing after colonization. That type of behavior. Well, I got some good news and I got some bad news. All right, Trinidad and Tobago, I'm going to give you the good news. The food sectors will be opening up from next week. We all know this. But the bad news is for the folks in San Fernando. Apaya. All right. So we all know the foodie stretch by the cross. There's about 400 feet of foodiness.
Correct.
But they're not getting to open back. Everybody else is, but not San Fernando. And this is according to the San Fernando mayor says he's not going to risk it because of the amount of people that gather in that stretch. He's also taking advantage for the next 2 weeks. They're going to upgrade the stretch, inclusive of toilet facilities and whatnot. So it's going to be an enhancement.
Will he determine when they get to open back there?
Well, apparently, so the vendors are saying, but everywhere else opening up, they're all going to follow protocol. Even like as much as 25 police officers are going to be present during the times of foodiness. But some of the vendors are saying, okay, they're glad because they're going to upgrade and update the stretch, which could have been done all the, you know what I mean?
Thank you. How right? Why are you up to it till now?
Now, the problem is, the vendors have already started to purchase things
and prepare for opening.
Right. So, you know, it's to have no money, catching your nenen, you finally scrape up some money to start back, and then now you have to wait 2 weeks for all this food and whatnot.
So it's going to be open in 2 weeks after the upgrade is what they're saying?
That's what they're saying. But I don't know in 2 weeks what they expect. So they want to upgrade the facilities, make it look nice, and expect less people to come.
And I'm going to say that makes more sense, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying don't upgrade, because I'm sure the people have been calling for bathrooms and all this.
Of course,
hands
I have. Yeah.
For a while. But that's a bit... not cool.
It's not cool at all. Because there, many times I was...
You've given people hope. The government has made one thing. So, of course, you know, like, probably breathe a sigh of relief. Okay, now how am I going to scramble to make this happen? And 2 days before making it happen, you know, handbrakes again.
Yeah, I think it just shows a total lack of vision, a total lack of understanding who your constituents are. Oh, who you mean people you are there to serve.
So can any of these, because they're like trailers, right? Can
yes.
they be moved to other areas?
Well,
in the meantime?
Well, that is what's going to happen.
Is he going to issue temporary permits for them to go at various locations? Like, what is the plan B?
Well, here it is. Asked about street vending at other areas within the city, the mayor said once it has to do with the assembling of people and people pulling up, it will not be allowed. The police will not.
So there's no street food period in San Fernando.
So apparently San Fernando to catch all your tail. Yeah.
So no doubles,
no nothing.
Even if you weren't on the cross before, even if your business is not there,
yeah,
and you are in a location somewhere and it's your street food business, you are not going to be allowed to operate.
Well, according to the article, that is what I absorb, but I mean, maybe further clarification. But again, I understand.
But it will definitely be needed, because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I just feel it for these vendors after so long. The morning reset, and well, I think Britney Spears might feel a bit super lonely giving her life. But
wait, before we go to Britney Spears,
yeah,
you missed my look, is what you're saying?
The look,
you look as in boy.
As in, did you do that? Was that you?
You best stop talking.
Or did something?
It's funny that you say that, because I was now thinking.
Mm.
I can't wait to come back in studio and do the show. Like, I really enjoy starting my mornings a little longer at home and doing the show at home, but I prefer to do it in the studio.
I think I know what you miss the most. I think you miss those PTSD buses on Frederick Street the most.
I miss beating the buses. I miss that game. It has to be.
It's the same thing for me, because I have to try beat those buses when they come out of City Gates and come onto Independence Square by RBC there, then to come up Abercrombie. So there's only two of them together.
Yeah, exactly. It's two of the same two buses, I feel, you know. But I feel as though those bus drivers also miss playing that game with us.
Who knows, they probably do. But, you know, talking about Britney Spears, the good news is finally some sort of reprieve, some sort of light at the end of the tunnel for her. She has finally been given the opportunity to appoint her own lawyer.
Nice.
And that's a big step. That's a big step. Imagine they put something in this lady that she cannot have any children. She has no choice. That's just one little thing about her life.
Insane.
That is absolute madness in these days and times. All right, so let's talk about another celebrity. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Usain Bolt. So, Usain Bolt said the most valuable personal finance lesson he's ever learned is to save more than half of his pay. He says, you need to save... Let's go on to this. Right. The 8-time gold medalist wasn't always good with money, he admitted. He said, if you make $10, you need to save $6, and then you can figure out what to do with the rest. So, what he's saying is you need to save 60 cents on every dollar you make. Now, some people might say... That's impossible, because my life requires way more than 40 cents on the dollar to live.
Mm-hmm.
But then, it boils down to perspective. Maybe you're going beyond your...
And priorities, yeah.
You understand? Because, maybe if it is, it can be afforded that you could at least save half your pay, but it doesn't always because of the disparity of proper payment for...
Expenses,
and,
obligation.
But it's just so funny because just a couple of days ago, I saw a video with Shaq. You realize Shaq is like all popular all over again? And he was talking about his very first $1 million check from the NBA, and he blew it in one day. He knew nothing about...
What he bought?
He bought a brand new, a black Benz for himself that his eye was on. And when he went home, his father said, "Well, we're mine." He left and went and purchased two more, one for his mom, one for his dad. One for his mom, one for his dad. And then he bought a set of jewelry and suits. And then his bank, somebody from the bank calls him and says, "You know what, did he spend a whole million?" He says, "No, I don't think I spent a whole million." He says, "Yeah." He didn't cater for a lot of taxes involved with things and the earnings he made and whatnot. So he was just not money savvy at all. But look at Shaq now. Very savvy. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, that's a good tip to consider when and if you can.
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah.
I mean, right now, people, the concept of savings, far less disposable income, is a luxury. It might even feel like a myth, a legend. But again, we hope for the best. By the way, the same breath that the food vendors in San Fernando are not getting, wouldn't be able to start up at least in another 2 weeks. The ones in Tobago, by the way, right up in Crown Point, they are getting ready to open up. That's a whole big foodie stretch there, too.
It is.
Crown Point, Pigeon Point. That's, yeah, that junction there. So, I haven't been to Tobago for so long. It's way overdue. But what's the point of going to Tobago if I can't even go to the beach, you know? So,
well, yeah, rent a little hotel room with a pool.
No, it's not the same.
I know, but at least take a drive by and smell it and see it and look at it wistfully. You know, take a drive in the back in the back of Buku there.
That's like me going to a drive through strip club. What's the point, you know?
No comment.
I know.
Yeah. Check it out. It's 951 Remix Remixed.
Imagine if it was by law, okay, mandatory that every person you meet, the first thing you must say to them before even your name is a list of all your bad habits, and you cannot leave out any. They say no man is an island. I'll be an island, trust me. In the middle of nowhere. All right, 24 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Some people wear their bad habits on their sleeve, which is a bad habit because it could get hooked up in something and you could damage yourself. But seriously, though, they say as you get older, you have to own everything about yourself.
So a list of bad habits, what written on your sleeve?
No, like some people like to wear their bad habits on their sleeve, metaphorically.
Probably. Yeah. Oh, I think you know what I hear you saying, because you know my delay is a little delay when I listen online.
What?
But I'm trying to hear what you say before you answer the phone for me, dude.
Oh.
And you're talking about, do you think people should wear their bad habits openly or introduce themselves with their bad habits?
No, imagine. I made a statement. Like, imagine if it was like a law, like this is some random crazy thing. Like, it was a law, right? That every time you meet someone before you have any kind of conversation with them, the first thing you must list are all your bad habits.
Like, hi, I'm Danny, and I'm pretty sickening at times. Like, you know, and off the bat, just rattle off all your red flags.
No,
right?
no, you have to be
I
honest.
Think people do that.
No, you have to be honest. You can't say at times. And you really miss. You sure you miss coming in the studio?
I can silence you with one look.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wish wheeling those powers. I mean, it's no fun just wheeling them over Sean. I need other victims.
Oh, yeah. Spoken like a true red woman, boy. Wow.
Yeah,
continue with your list of bad habits. Go on. Continue. All right. So let's see. I came across this story and I want to bring it up. Right. Okay. So it's regarding the outlines for the travel pass criteria for entry into TNT. Here's what I'm a little... I'm not in agreement with. So our citizens have been suffering for so long trying to get home, their birthright, their birth country. And for them to come into Trinidad, they have to pay for their quarantine. I'm not cool with that, because $23 billion And we, I mean, I'm really confused. After Mick putting them through all this separation
for so long, yeah.
Where are they? They probably catch the nenen to get a ticket to come back home. Where are they going to get money to quarantine now? And at the mercy of whatever the state charges.
Yeah, so this travel pass, apparently, they've just announced there's a web portal where the authorization document can be accessed.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this comes literally days before the borders start to reopen. They said the traveler who's attempting to enter TNT will need to provide passport information, a negative PCR test taken no earlier than 72 hours before arrival, a vaccination card for fully vaccinated passengers, confirmation of paid state-supervised accommodation for unvaccinated or partially vaccinated passengers, itinerary information, and general health information.
So
and basically, you have to ensure that you have to have this document to provide proof of your status. It's called a
they
travel
call
pass.
Well, here, Water, I don't know how they refer to this. Is it called a TT Ravel Pass? Who came up with this?
Like
T-Travel. Yeah, that one is T-Travel. A T-Travel. So what is a Trinidad Travel Pass? Is it a Tobago Travel Pass?
It's a Travel Pass.
I'm not surprised anymore. But my point is...
But they're saying basically, guys, if you think we're joking and all of this good stuff, the point of this conversation is it's a mandatory travel document to enter Trinidad and Tobago.
And everything must be fulfilled within the 3 days. So you have to hope for efficiency.
People to reply to this email or document or form that you've submitted, because what does the back end of this website look like?
Yeah, but I'm just really upset because yet again we see the government treating citizens like
red tape or red hoop or what do you want
So let me explain. So nationals of Trinidad and Tobago, if you're not vaccinated, okay, it is your right to get a vaccine in your country.
Correct.
So you're being penalized now for wanting to come home and get vaccinated. Catch your nenen to find the money to reach back home. Been out there 15 months. God knows how you managed to get the ticket to come back. Mm-hmm. And you have
to pay for state quarantine.
How is this?
It's probably easier to get a vaccine where you are and get it there and then come home, because these requirements, clearly they're pushing people to be vaccinated before they get back home.
Yeah, but every citizen has the right to get vaccinated. And by the way, the vaccines are already paid for with taxpayers' money. So you want to tell me that I don't know. I think I need to close this Guardian.
Obviously another layer that does not make it easier.
Yeah.
You know? So
I don't know. I guess a lot of citizens are probably wondering if they even make sense coming back home.
Forget what you know and let's go.
Let's go. Yo.
951 Remix.
All right, so good morning to those of you messaged on the chat. I'll jump into that. Also, good morning to you, Nadia. Mwah. Of course, come to top of the hour, get ready for Dana. After that, Richard Graham steps in, and this afternoon, the fun passes on to Brandon and Laurel Lee. Oh yeah, I've been thinking about you. Oh yeah, I've been thinking about that doubles, and I'm going to have two triples come Monday.
Standing up by the doubles, man, of course.
Well, who eats rap doubles? Like, people, rap doubles?
Like, there are people that do that.
Yeah, that's like people who put pineapple on pizza and ketchup on Chinese food.
No.
Food criminals, I call them food criminals.
Ketchup on, yeah. But seriously, there are some people that don't like other people to see them eat. So they will never stand up by the doubles, man. And
you mean people just eat with their mouth open?
Or just, you know, feel a little conscious. Or they maybe went to some all-girls schools where the principal used to rail out people.
Well, I hope they feel conscious. I've never seen a dead man eaten. Yeah.
What's that?
I said, I hope they feel conscious because I've never seen a dead man eaten.
See, this is why I was talking over you. This is exactly why...
No, but seriously, I want to say good morning to all the doubles people out there. I am looking forward, and I hope all they learn all the lesson. Please ask the customer if they want roast pepper or not. Don't just assume. They watch me like an old Indian mamu, like he says, yeah, he go eat roast pepper. Your uncle. No, all right?
You have a weak belly.
Yeah, I have a weak belly and a sensitive bum, see. All right.
I don't know what I'm happy that restaurants and so on are getting to open, but I don't think I'm going to be rushing to buy food anytime soon. I am going to be rushing to the Savannah and places outdoor to run, but...
Yeah. No, I definitely hear you. I have two things on my menu that I can't wait for. I'm going by the Doubles Man and the Soup Man.
The Soup Man?
Yeah, soup. What do you mean?
Of course, there was Soup Man that, you know, you could get soup from regularly, you know.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't doubt that.
I didn't have to wait for the lockdown to over.
Okay.
Yeah, just saying.
Yeah, are we waiting for the link on my WhatsApp to show up before in front of my face?
I meant, like, you know, there's always soup bubbling at some point in the south, and I'm not a big fan of it. So, you know, you could have my share.
No, no problem. I have no problem with that. Yeah, I love soup. I know. I think the only thing I love more than soup is tea. I have gotten to really love tea. I mean, I've always liked tea, but wow.
I think it's a previous getting older thing.
Oh. Yeah. All I need now is a recliner.
Yeah. Okay.
And a bus pass. It's now 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock, guys. We're going to pack it up right now, make way for Dana, then Richard Graham Stipsing. Then we have Brandon and Laurel Lee, and it's Thursday, so get your fix of Rick D's later on this evening. So your plan today, working as usual?
As usual, yeah.
Okay, well...
Getting mentally ready for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, good for you. And again, I want to remind everybody out there, I don't know what the weather is like right now, but I know it's going to be a wet one today. And
it's pretty sunny at the moment in Godestown.
Okay, great, because I was not going to ask you, do I have time to get to my car?
You don't have to run out of your car. You could,
the same car, I left my umbrella in.
Correct. You could small talk with somebody who bounced up in the elevator or not.
Yeah, or not.
You know?
Yeah, or not. Or not. When I finish work, all work things are done. Yeah. All right, well, DJ Danny, I wish you a great day. And on behalf of DJ Danny, we love you guys. And thank you. Oh, wait. I told people I was going to big up the whole chat, you know.
Val. Did you? You didn't? I didn't hear anyone's name.
I didn't. All right, so takes glasses off. All right, so let's jump in from this. Good morning going out to, of course, Catherine, Bina, and Ash. Good morning to Sharina. Good morning to Reggie. Good morning. All right. Somebody's reminding us, they said the mayor of Sando said Ollie wouldn't die in 2 weeks. Like,
wow. Just so eat. You'll be okay.
Yeah, because apparently everybody have alternate sources of income. Everybody was doing pretty good over the last 15 months, you know? Yeah. Alright, good morning. And this is going out to Kevin. What's up, Kevin? Good morning, going out to Raquel. She wants to wish her family a great day. Brian, Judy, Jessica, Sarah, and Crystal. Let's see, coming up from Raquel. Alright. Let's see who else is there. Alright, I'm seeing a bunch of long things. Okay, good morning.
Long things.
Yeah, good morning to Merle. And yeah, somebody says double Monday. Yeah, doubles, of course. Doubles and triples. I'm not a triples guy. I normally never eat more than two doubles. But I'm going for two triples.
Which is like three.
Well, yeah. But we're having to go through the process of eating three separate doubles, you know? Everything is about logistics to me, okay? All right? And time.
Yeah, no, this is what you're trying to fool yourself, but it's still the same six bar off.
Right now, you can give me a bowl of chana and a straw, and I'll be happy, yes? Good way. Guys, we love you. Keep a smile on your face. Be kind. Stay awesome. And Godspeed Life back here tomorrow to do it all over again Friday.
If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong. Val and Danny. It's complicated. And it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.